Howdy, y'all. Before the show begins, I'm here to tell you that Kaiju Lycon returns for 2023. On Saturday and Sunday, July 1st and 2nd, each night we'll be recording two episodes, count them, two episodes of Mostly Speakin' Sentai live on twitch.tv/mostlyspeakinsentai from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time. On July 1st, R2 Shelby 2 of the ROM Complex and Formulaic joins us to discuss Rebirth of Mothra. Then, Steve Intro Void Barnes, a sweet child of time, hops on for Guar. Phallus in Wonderland. Moving to July 2nd, Rob of Tokyo Lives returns to talk Turbo, a Power Rangers movie. Then, Corwin of This Movie's Gay graces us with their presence to dive into Godzilla vs. Megalon. Again, that's July 1st and 2nd, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time, live on twitch.tv/mostlyspeakinsentai. Now, onto the show! Hey guys, it's James and only James here on Mostly Speakin' Sentai! What's up, Mother Trucks? Yes, guys, it's me and only me here today because, Nicole's mommy's in town, which means Jampy's here to clown by himself. As, oh my god, it would be like if Violent J of Insane Clown Posse never met Joey Utzler in gang. He'd say, I'm just a clown by myself. Oh my god, for the butterfly. By myself? 17, but by myself. Would the band have succeeded? Probably. Maybe. Who knows? You just see one clown up on stage? That's kind of sad. I don't know. Going to see a solo Violent J in a solo Shaggy 2 dope show like 2 or 3 years ago when they were doing that. Actually, that might have just been like 1 year ago. Might have been two. Might have been three. Maybe I was correct in my assumption to begin with. Ooh. Cheese. But yeah, Nicole's mom's been in town for the last weekend. It's been great. I enjoy her being here. And guys, if you're familiar with, especially talking about Beyblade, my solo stuff, I got into it before of just like, I sometimes don't feel like part of the family. But Nicole's cousin was here, Mickey. He is awesome. He lives up in Wisconsin. He came down. And while I was recording a bunch of shows in this room right here, they were in the living room playing the Anchorman board game. And I guess, like, it's collecting together. It's pretty much like that College Humor series, like, Breaking News, where you can't break. Like, you just read stuff and you try not to laugh. It's like that. And I guess Chode came up. And both Mickey and Nicole's mom were like, what's a chode? And then Nicole had to explain it to them. And I came in and we were like, they told me that. And also snowballing, they just found out about. Guys, Google snowballing. I'm kidding. I'll tell you. It's when someone, you get shot in the mouth with some old seams. And then you transfer that seams to either the person's mouth that shot it in there. Or you can pass it to someone else. Pass it around, guys. Make it a sharing experience. If you're, I would love this. It could kind of human centipede, you shoot in someone's mouth, they swallow it, and then it's just like shooting through everyone. Wonder what, how many people could you string together in a human centipede? That's something science should tell us. And have it, like, still work. You can still crawl around. I think the more the merrier. And are short people or tall people better for a human centipede? Scientist, message me at MSSPod on Twitter. Tell me science facts about human centipedes. Like, if one of their segments is longer than the other, is that bad? Is that a defect that will affect their livelihood? I don't know. But I digressed, of course, as I do. Nicole's mom was like, it took me a quick second, like after I left the room, I was like, wait a second, what did she say? They're talking about snowballing and all of this. Mickey's getting real, like pressing the subject. Also saying, like, have you ever seen a chode, Nicole's mom? And she's like, I don't want to talk about this in front of my kids. Plural, fuckers. Yeah, Take that, other in-laws. I don't need to be married. Nicole and I didn't need to actually go through the process of that to be a part of the family and be considered one of the kids. Even if she's like, oh, well, I didn't mean that. No, you absolutely meant it because it just came so natural, baby. I'm part of the family, and just like you guys, you will be a part of this watch-along of Legendary Battle, the Legendary Battle. We're watching the, like, 55-minute one that came on DVD, the mashup. You can find it online. Trust me, you can find it online in some places, maybe in archive.org, you can find it. And you'll be able to enjoy this. It's super mega force. Nicole and I started watching this because everyone's like, hey, this is the worst one. Yes, Ninja Steel's real bad. But I think a lot of people were like, super mega force should have been as good as Gokaiger. And because it was a, like, anniversary season, whatever, they had larger expectations. And after that, they're like, well, I guess Ninja Steel is going to at least be as worse as that. Oh, it's not that bad, I guess. Even though Ninja Steel number one, baby. Yay, yay. Ah, Victor and Monty. So I started watching this as like a defiance thing, and it's fine. I don't think it deserves the hate it gets, but it's not as like cool and sweet and kind, caring, earnest, sweet boys that Ninja Steel is. So we will be watching along to this. I know very little about the characters, but I you don't need to. They're teens and they got like, what's his face? Zordon's cousin or something saying, oh yeah, guys, I'm a tiki head and I need some teens with attitude and you better make sure they're sexy. That was a joke I think Nicole made while we were watching it. She's like, he's like, get me some teens, Alpha 20. And then Alpha 20's like, far out, man. I'm chill as hell. You want to make sure they're sexy? And he's like, yeah, bitch. I don't want any uggos running around here. If all of a sudden Rita punches their helmet real hard and you can just see their eye, they better have a gorgeous ass eye, okay? I don't care what color the eye color is. It better be beautiful. BBB better be beautiful. 6 minutes. All right, you want to know? We could keep talking. I don't know. Nothing really else has happened. R2 Shelby 2 and I are working on a single. That's pretty cool. And all of that stuff, guys. Listen to my music. It's good. Dragon Boy Suede and I, I need to just ask him. He's not asking me to get on his show, Who Charted, even though I've asked a few times. He's like, well, once we have a bunch of songs, we have 7 songs is a bunch of songs, but now he's dangling the carrot. And I promote his ass so much, okay? So everyone, at Howard Kramer on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, just be like, hey, be kind, don't be overzealous, just simply say, like, would really love to hear Marshland Monster on Who Charted. Be kind. Yeah, I'm talking to you, Steve Barnes. Be kind. Just one sentence, that's it. That's all you need. And better not be a Edgar Allan Poe sentence where it's like, oh, we have a semicolon and 15 commas, and then I'm reading this because my mom loved Edgar Allan Poe so much, and I'm writing like that, and then I'm getting marked down for typos, and I'm like, yeah, poet laureate Edgar Allan Poe did that. Why can't I? You guys told us to read his shit in school.
Oh, but, oh, we can't.
And then I read the Communist Manifesto, and I'm like, wow, man. Same. There was an entire page where I think 3/4 of the Communist Manifesto is one sentence. I don't understand previous language. Now, they've dumbed it down so much, need so many periods. Guess what, guys? Even people who have menstruation periods only have one a month. So maybe we just need one period a page. That's my championship. If someone put me as the head of education, department of whatever that Amway lady was, you know her name. She was on Trump's cabinet. And that's how you know, like, she was doing something fucked up. She was there the entire time, okay? The Amway lady. What, put me on there and I will start, I'll go into STEM and then rework it a little bit to be like, hey, one period per page. Period per page, PPP, and BBB, better have, oh wait, better be beautiful. I was going to say better have beautiful eyes. That's not it. That's not it. All right, guys, I'm going to begin. Let's suck down that spit that was enjoyed in my mouth. Oh, I am going to count down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play. And on play, you click play, okay? All right, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play. And that's what it is. Okay. Is everyone ready? You better be, because the countdown will begin. You want to know what? I'll count down 1, 2, 3, and then go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, okay? So you'll know when the countdown will start, okay? So 1, 2, 3, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play. An alien armada, baby! That's some pretty good graphics and some pretty good suits they got. But that's not the Go Kaiser suit! What's going on? That's like Go Buster. I know it's not Go Buster. It's a Bakuman. I think it's Bakuman. Oh my god, they had all the other suits. Is that what this series is all about? This is it. I love that show. I gotta turn this bad boy up.
It's time for me to move on.
Uh-oh. Dang, they have a self-serve ice cream machine. This is so much better than a juice bar. I love the lighting more. It's just neon lights. And there's just ice cream all over the walls. Frozen yogurt, I should say. And if you want to dip some wheatgrass in there, the only thing that'll make wheatgrass taste good is some frozen yogurt. Ew. That was a fart out of his nose joke. Yeah, you better take that to the laundry. I'm gonna take you to Beat Downtown. Is this the same place that Community filmed their frozen yogurt thing in? Is that woman from Other Stuff? Someone tell me, is that woman from Other Stuff? She looks familiar. What if she's also in Wheel of Time and Steve Barnes, aka Intro Void of Sweet Child of Time? We've just missed that the entire time. There's multiple Power Rangers alumni there.
All I could think about was revenge.
Damn.
I met you guys.
New Zealand is beautiful. Let's move to New Zealand, everyone. All 40 listeners, we're heading to New Zealand. I know you Canadian fucks like Canada as well, but no. We're going.
Don't be sad. We have to say goodbye. Be glad we got to meet in the first place.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Glad we got to meet. Right after, I'm sad for just a little bit longer.
For like 100 million years. Because Zordon's cousin is gonna lock me up inside of a crystal. Yes! Yeah! Damn, imagine being paid to run through a low tide beach. That's Emma. Christina Masterson. That's gotta be someone, right? Oh my god, I love Jake. He's the coolest in Onion? Oh man, Jebbo is an Onion, dude. Jebbo is an Onion. Jebbo is an Onion. Christina Masterson. What else is this person in? Yeah. Yeah. Shh, 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 shh. Oh, give us our ding-dang thing. Or have I just seen her in Power Rangers promotional stuff?
Man, these Armada ships are really amazing.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, and they're not trying to destroy us.
Someone's in nerd heaven.
Dang, I love being in nerd heaven.
No.
Truth or Dare? Did I watch Truth or Dare? No, I watched Never Have I Ever. Eight college friends go to a haunted rental, but when they replay the game that made the house infamous, they awaken an evil spirit intent. I might have seen Truth or Dare.
There's some snacks in there and a few mementos of Earth.
Is that one guy from...
I thought you could plant this on your
From...
So...
Yeah, okay, yeah, I've seen Truth or Dare. 100% seen Truth or Dare. Okay, that's what I have seen her from. What else? Maybe Toxic Shark? That sounds like it's really cool. That seems up our alley. And Shark Proof? She's in so many shark things.
As well as with your hands.
The Secret Life of the Alleged Teen? The American Teenager. Okay, that makes more sense.
Jake.
Of the alleged teen.
You made me see that.
No, yeah, I just know her from
find some humor to see it through.
That's Truth or Dare. Man, that dude's got all these men have just jacked jaws. I miss you already.
He helped heal the scars of losing my home.
You helped me heal the scars of losing my home. I'm gonna use that on Nicole.
And Troy. You taught me the Nicole, most important lesson.
Wait, okay.
How to be a ranger.
All right, and I'll tell that to Nicole as well. And then she'll go, yeah. And it's like, hey, I'm a ranger and she's Yogi Bear. And she taught me how to be a real ranger, not like, hey, guys, you're a bear. Don't be stealing picnic baskets. Bears can do that, okay? They're bears. What are you going to tell them? And that's of the things, of the atrocities a bear can commit on humankind. Stealing food and picnic baskets, unless it's a vintage one, is very low on the totem pole, okay? On the chotem hole. Oh, yeah. Chode them holes. So I'm guessing he's the sixth ranger that I never met because I only got like two episodes in. Dang. That Labian... The ship is so powerful. It's gonna fall.
He knows how to fly that thing, right?
Ruh-roh. I blew out all your eardrums. You can't hear anymore. Go to Zodan's house. Oh, dang, she said.
So sad. Come on. Have a journey. I'm sure I can use some cheering up.
Do so myself. I know, buddy.
Okay, that's a red ranger. I know the pink and the yellow. And then the other, I just gotta see their shirts and I'll know. Blue and green? Oh, man, that's his 9/11. He'll never forget them. Yes!
Trying to contact Orion. I didn't get a chance to say goodbye.
Too bad.
Tune in that frequency.
That's Santa Claus for Earth.
That's Santa Claus Earth.
Real invasion.
Yes.
On the move. We need to warn the Rangers.
Oh yeah, it's like not Gokaiger. It's like Tensu Sentai something. What's his name?
Right away.
I guess we gotta go. It's Morphin Slime! Dang, they're just gonna run there?
Gosei
Sentai. No. Tetsu Sentai Gosaiger. I don't remember.
Terminate your missions immediately and set a course for Earth, the real.
Whose grandfather is trying to be menacing through the intercom?
That's the voice I heard when I was captured.
That's exactly what a grandpa would do. He would come in, he'd like, to be cheeky if you have intercoms in all the rooms, you know, like how they would do in the late 80s, early 90s. You know, like they did in Step by Step, that one episode. And, whoa. Holy Christmas. A grandfather would go in and be like, hey guys, I'm gonna infiltrate the base, hee hee hee, it's gonna be explosive. Then he just like shuffles past all the rooms while the doors are open, and just as he goes past, he just lets out a short toot. And then Power Rangers fans would see that and be like, there's too many fart jokes, there's too many of them, this show sucks. They made 1, 2, 3 farts? Ah! I'm rethinking my subscription to the YouTube channel!
Let's get out there in the skyship so we don't lose a moment when the Armada gets here.
Ooh, skyship? Who are they? Someone from Time Ranger? Isn't there a Sky in Time Ranger? Or, no, SPD. That means silent, putty, deadly. The deadliest putties are the silentest putties.
How dare you even address, considering your massive failure?
What?
These suits are dope.
Nothing happened. Do I need to remind you that you're one of the...
Oh man, I totally ride that dude's chin. I'm telling you this, the dudes in here have nice chin work. Oh, but he has he also has a pretty vaginal looking head. Like, his forehead looks like... And so does he! They got that pussy face. And now they're pirates? I don't know how long we have until they get here. Look at him. The Green Ranger was just holding the wheel as if just a kid. Like how I hold to be funny in arcade games that are like, you know, like Racing USA that are super arcadey racers. I'll just hold them like that and be like, and lose, of course. So if they lose, it's the Green Ranger's fault. Rangers will finally meet their end. My hand. Damn, this is cool. Alright, let's get some zoomed out shots. Compete with my superior technology. Dang, superior tech. Take this. That's a dope ass robot. Let's get some zoomed out shots. What's up with all these close shots? Did they not have miniatures? Okay, we got one. Oh man, that shot. Sorry, I keep saying shot. But that is totally a sex comedy from the early 2000s, mid-2000s, where all of the covers, the posters, were... It was someone going, oh! And it was shown from behind someone, like between someone's legs. You know them. Look up MILF. I think MILF had one of those covers from like 2009. Cherry had one. You know, 19-year-old virgin probably had one, which is fine. If you're a 19-year-old and you're a virgin, who cares? Unless you're trying to make that money. Like you're like on streams saying, oh, I'm a virgin, but oh, just watch me jack off. Don't you love it when a virgin jacks off? Oh. And what you think is I'm the spoiled age of 20. Ew. Disgusting. Ah! This is chugging along. She escaped. And I'm chugging a dong. Urk, urk. Have the courage to face me. Don't stay in your Megazord like cowards. Oh, I'll stay in my Megazord, okay? Because I'm a mega dork. Vengeance is save you now. Let's finish this, guys. Oh, shit. They just got blitzkrieged by royal guards. My order of his majesty.
We will assist you. We will assist you.
I'd love it if I was a manager at a place and someone just came up to me and was like, I will assist you. And I'm like, okay, I think that's your role. You don't need to tell me that every single day doing any task. It would actually be cool if, like, Lil Corey came in while I was editing and he goes, I will assist you. And I'm like, I, this isn't really a two-man job now. I guess I need to stream. You want to stream while I edit? But that wouldn't work either. We don't have that. Oh, my goodness. Oh. It's all the old. You got, like, a Bioman. You got, It's Five Man, my favorite. Second favorite. I started rewatching Die Ranger because I just needed something on in the background. And ooh, baby, it's so good. And like, it's still my favorite for a reason. Just how it looks, how it's shot, the feel, the vibe, atmosphere. Like, it's both serious and absolutely absurd. I guess you could call that surreal. That was nice wire work. Or what do you think that person really did that? Or maybe he jumped and they had green. Yeah, dude. I mean, yeah, okay. We'll say that's a flute. Stoner blaster? What if they had just long green poles and he was jumping off all those poles? And that's what they... I mean, that would be so much harder than just taking out thin-ass wire.
Thinner than my penis, baby. I like my penis so skinny, it's angel hair, bitch. El dente.
A little hard, but with some give.
Throw it on a wall, it'll stick. And not because of the semen, because of my gruel, baby.
Would it be cool if penises were like horse penises and they were naturally lubed? Did you know that? A horse penis? Naturally lubed. Lubed for her pleasure. Or his. Or they. There, I guess. Room for they pleasure. It of course is happening. It happens every episode.
Yeah. Good job. Now wait for it.
Wait for it, wait for it, wait! Rise up! More like blow up, am I right? Do it. If only they would adapt. What's it called? A Kiba Ranger. That would be dope. It'd be so hard to follow for an American audience. Because it's so dependent on the references. You want to know what? They could make it work. They would tie it into comic books and like that backstory and storyline. It'd be so good. You've already been maximized.
Goodbye, Libera. You bought us this.
Goodbye, libido. I wish my libido could say goodbye for a couple days. Wouldn't it be cool if there was just a switch? Maybe there is a switch, and it's like the button inside your butt, and I just need to depress it, and then it'll be fine. It might need a couple presses. Let me get in there. Let me press it. Yeah, I think it's working, guys. I'm pushing it so much. Oh, I can feel myself get so libidomized that I'm not going to need to be libidomized for a while. Guys, I'm cured. I'm no longer horned up.
There's so many.
Dang. Truth or Dare, am I right? You guys should watch Truth or Dare. It's really fun. And watch it with Betsy and Mono from We Love Trash, but also I think it was for the Resurrection. They did a watch along of it. What if that was Seth Morris? I guess Google who Seth Morris is. Why are all of these children dressed as if they're secretaries in the 1960s? Oh, I'm so scared. Like, they're doing a great job at making sure you're not ever thinking this is our world.
Every ship in their Armada's fleet.
I thought Gosei said there might be thousands.
Gosei Sentai.
There must be millions of them.
Akiba Ranger.
This is beyond anything I could have imagined.
Did they really think they could defeat me with my six-pack shrimp abs? I guess he's more of a lobster.
Face it, you cannot hope to stand against a force of this size.
Who let their grandfather in the recording booth? Okay. Someone get Pop-Pop back to the home.
There's no way we're gonna leave the people of this earth defenseless.
This show's dumb. I need to watch all of it. And dumb in a good way. They just cocked a gun. Yeah! I like how only one of his eyes are lit to make it seem like it's an eye patch. I'm assuming that's what they're doing. And they're saying, "Go say Sentai Ranger! Oh! Go Gosei Sentai Ranger. Dang, they're really blowing up buildings. That's not CG. That's Holy Christmas! That's where Yogi Bear's from! For real, the movie was filmed in New Zealand. That looked like Yogi Bear Park. Like the Jellystone style. This is good. I believe the explosions and the fear in these people's faces. Oh, dang. Oh, let's swing on these little ropies. Yeah! Fast and hard to make them last 4 yards. Like they're just gonna go like 3 feet and be like, I'm pooped, guys. You hit me too hard. I'll only last for a couple yards. See, you thought I was just saying some dumb nonsense. No, last for yards. That's like, oh, you're only gonna last a mile in those shoes. No, you're gonna last a couple yards. Oh, yeah. Hear how that side changed with the audio. Listen to this, guys. I'll pause and you'll be able to hear the audio fine. It'll, like, the release for a second. Okay, so it will start going up now. How'd that sound? Was that pleasant? I think, like, the release on it will be long enough for, like, in between each. But this, you won't even be able to hear the audio over this. See? Told you. That's audio technology for you. What the F is all of this? Excuse me? Hang on tight, guys. This is unrealistic, okay? Flying spaceships, okay, but your legs rip off? And then all of a sudden you're riding on...
Look, I can even autopilot the Q-Rex Megazord.
Look, I autopilot, bitch. Is in the Sentai there is another Ranger, but they just don't have that Ranger with them. And that's why they had to say that. I can autopilot. I can ghost ride the whip, okay? No, you can't actually. Once you jump out of the seat, it's just gonna fall. Okay, yep. It landed on citizens. No.
Earth one, aliens nothing.
They did it. Then Yogi comes out and he's like, hey, hey, hey. I'm Dan Aykroyd. I'm scared. Someone woke me up from my slumberlations. And then Boo Boo's like, Yogi, it's mid-June. You should have been awake from hibernation.
Oh, maybe that's why I'm so hungry.
Yeah, your skin and bones, Yogi. We need to find some food and make it quick. And then, a big old metal thing from one of the spaceships just lands on Yogi, and Boo Boo's like, no, Yogi, canonically, at least what it says on the Hanna-Barbera Wikia, our relationship is best friend. No. Megazord Down. That's like that's a title of a movie. Megazord Down. You know, like that one movie? You have one more legendary Zord. Well, that's clearly just a horse's penis. You could tell that was intended to... Those guns came out dripping wet, sopping. The editing in this is chaotic during these battles. It's too aggressive.
Oh!
This is, yeah, see, look at how sopping that was. I'm surprised those bombs could blow up with some fire. It's like launching a missile in water. Dang, they are tossed around like a bunch of sardines.
To the thrill of crushing your enemies.
Yes. I love crushing my enemies, you know, like Who are my enemies? The Spotify algorithm, for sure. The Apple Podcast algorithm, for sure. Myself. And I think that's it. Oh, you want to know what? Whatever force is in charge of killing cats? Even of old age? So, yeah, you want to know that too. Those are my four enemies. Spotify algorithm, Apple Podcast algorithm, myself, and death to cats. What do you think I would rather do? Or what would I rather, I guess, I probably could have taken Franklin's death better if my friends hadn't died in high school, or the friends who died shortly after high school. But which one? I guess I'd wish alcohol not to exist, so then my friends wouldn't get in that drunk driving accident. And I think if alcohol didn't exist, my other friends wouldn't have turned to be like, oh, well, alcohol doesn't do anything anymore. Let me go to opioids. Dang, that dude's dead, crushed on a log made of brick. Holy Christmas, this is light speed. They have to be light speed. Yeah, they have the 1, the 5. Oh, dang, she's taking temperatures. That's a wrong way to take it. Everything seems fine. He was crushed by a giant ass cylinder. A support beam. Oh, that's a clip. That is a damn clip. 36 minutes in. I gotta message that to myself. He saved a puppy. That puppy's dead.
Thank you.
Dead forever.
Danny, and this is
my name's Danny.
Nice names. That was not long enough for me to register who that is.
He saved Bigsley.
He saved Bigsley.
Yeah, New Zealand kid, talk with an American accent.
No one can hear us.
No one can hear us.
Hello?
He's fine.
Hold on. We'll get you out.
Okay, I know these people. Oh, yeah, Mega Rangers.
You're safe now.
Go, go, Mega Rangers. They're in high school. Go, go, Mega Ranger. Balancing luck.
Please help me.
That kid's acting his ass off. It's Darkman.
It's okay.
Sam Raimi's Darkman.
I can't.
I've shit myself. Oh, dang, it's the Kiba sword. It starts talking and saying, hey, watch your sticky hands. They're covered in juice and diarrhea, aka shit juice. This is baffling. All of this is insane. This is what the Power Rangers do. They come together when times get tough, all right? Go, go, Power Rangers! Uh-oh.
Ah!
No, my town. It's destroyed forevermore. I'm stumbling and I can get up.
Emma!
Irma! Huh?
Emma!
Huh? I love how her shorts are so dirty and dingy, but everything else on her is perfect and immaculate. He's fine, don't worry, his heartbeat's good. His heartbeat's good. Put a stethoscope on his chest and make sure he's good. If you have a broken bone, a stethoscope would not. How did she not hear her? All of this is a clip. All of this is a clip. Wowzers. Irma! Huh?
We need to look for the
I've been here this whole time. I thought you might have gone death. Not death. I mean, I also thought you went death. Death metal, that is. We come from the north.
I thought you've gone deaf. Deaf. Not from... No, also death. I thought... Oh, dang, there's more of them. Let me just get this joke out. I thought you went deaf, not from falling thousands of feet from the sky right onto just a mess of brick. I thought it's because, you know, our space friend... Oh, who's this? Oh, my goodness. I have no... I guess Wild Force, maybe? Our friend... Bripped his spaceship too fast in our ears.
This is our darkest hour, but I have faith in you.
Dang, DC's darkest hour.
I was so worried.
Me too.
Huh. Everyone has to make pee-pee, right? And they're like, oh yeah, totally, you have to make pee-pee. I didn't do that on the way down.
They think we're gone.
What if I talked like Bullwinkle this entire time?
They believe the Rangers will come and save them.
Yeah, they won't.
And save the world.
They won't!
How are we supposed to do that? Zords.
You don't need zords, dude. And out-armored. You just need a heart.
This is in a desperate situation. But the people out there believe in us.
Yeah.
Gosei believes in us. The past
Gosei Sentai. Die, Ranger.
They wouldn't have entrusted us with their powers. They all believe in us for a reason. Because tomorrow morning...
Gosiger?
We will stand tall and we will fight.
I'm not that tall, though.
We will win.
And I hurt my leg. I have a bum knee now. I can't stand as tall as I used to. It's your friend, dude. He crashed. No one else reacted in the background. This is all in their head now. They're dead. Who is it? It's your friend, duh. Mr. Silver Surfer.
Guys.
It's Bodhi.
I can't believe you're here.
Man.
I can't believe it either. He's here. Holy shit.
I heard about the invasion on the communicator. You guys didn't think I'd let you do this all alone, did you?
We did, actually. You kind of left... unceremoniously.
What's the plan? We fight back.
Duh. Man, this set is starting to look like Vampiro Warrior of the Night. Go watch that movie. It's baffling. Watch it with friends or watch it stoned. There is no other way you should be watching that movie.
Where are they? Where are the Rangers?
Mommy!
It's daytime. Oh, shit. It's all the Power Rangers from the past.
Hope you all had a good night, because it was your last.
I wish my voice, I could just, like, turn on megaphone mode and talk like that. That'd be so cool. Oh, dang, they're gonna murder people. Not under Rangers Watch. They just had, they're unsuited with normal guns.
Mommy, it's the Power Rangers.
Hey, look, Mother. It's the Power Rangers.
But not for long.
Actually, that kid kind of sounded like Rocky from Rocky and Bullwinkle.
You really think you have a chance, don't you?
There's no doubt. I really wish I enjoyed the, or maybe I need to go into later seasons of original Rocky and Bullwinkle. Because if I were a child and I in the 50s and 60s, that would have been my jam. Because that shit's weird. But you can just watch the new Adventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle on Amazon Prim. Prim and proper. Slim and slopper. Yeah, yeah, yeah! If you could punch any of the, like, grunts in Power Rangers or Sentai, which ones would you do? I do the little squids in Car Ranger. Because when you punch them, I think they'd have some give. Because they're squids. And they're so colorful. Car Ranger's really good, too.
Thanks for the heads up, Orion.
Oh, dang, it's Onion. Jebbo is Onion. Hell yeah, dude. Whoa! He attacked... he shot a gun, and then from that... He swiped the gun so... or his sword so hard... That worked. Like, it gave it an extra boost. Like, when you're speedrunning James Bond and you're like, someone needs to shoot me in the back to give me, like, two extra frames of speed. That's a real thing, guys. Watch speedruns of actually, watch a video of someone explaining the history of James Bond speedruns, 007 GoldenEye. So you can understand why most of the time they're looking at the ground. You'd be like, why the fuck are they looking at the ground? Because less polygons are being generated, so speed frame rates is better, okay? I guess I just explained that to you. It's generally people looking at walls, just zoomed up on walls or at the ground. Super Silver Surfer Spear! Say that 100 times fast! Super Silver Surfer Spear! Surfer! There you go. You can't.
Did you really think I was on my own?
You're not on... You have so many dudes.
This planet will fall.
Grandpa. Who gave you a condenser microphone?
Has reached its end, and now so have you, Ranger.
Yeah, that's every grandfather. Hey guys, I'm Grandpa Hook. Come here.
This guy isn't gonna end this war. We have
Let me
to take
fart by you.
But how can you get to him?
Two-man strike force.
Holy yeah. Christmas. Oh, I have one of those helmets. I have the Green Ranger helmet. It takes two to Toku sent it to us. They're generous people. They're kind. They'll be on a future upcoming episode of Mostly Speaking Spider-Man.
Good luck. All right, let's go.
Good luck, more like good cuck. Daddy, won't you cuck me? They're doing it. I feel good that I have a better ass than these actors in these suits. Like, you gotta have a just juicy, tight ass to be a Power Ranger, and I'm gonna say it. They need to do some more workouts on that bottom. Like, it's not bad, but it's kind of flat.
Wrong again.
You get hit on the ground, you better have padding on.
It is good to have you back, Orion.
No place I'd rather It's good bad to have you, Onion. You make me cry when I cut you.
And he slices his throat from behind, like in many a slasher movies. And he's like, "Gorg, gorg, gorg, gorg."
And you land this time without crashing.
And he says, "Why?" And he says, "Cause onion. I love to cry when I cut an onion." And a tear runs down his face. Insane. Wait, why'd it get really quiet? Uh-oh.
What? Someone made it on board the ship?
What just happened?
Not so fun when you're the one being invaded, huh?
I don't know what just happened. It just went real quiet. I guess let me check.
I want those intruders stopped now. Nothing will stop me from conquering this planet.
Oh, maybe...
Possible. Rangers on my ship.
I don't know.
I told you I'd come back for you.
Is that supposed to frighten me? You two are so pathetic.
I hope that's just in. It's not like equipment.
Let's put that to the test.
Let's put it to the test.
Okay. It's going back to being loud. Okay. Hold on.
Now do you understand why I rule an empire while you are inept fools?
I am inept. I am inept in me.
Superman,
I am an inept enemy. Try saying that 20 times fast. I am an inept enemy. 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 See? You can't. Remember when the New Day came dressed like that in a wrestling match?
You're so proud of your fleet.
With just a bunch of Sentai heads on them.
Let's see what happens when his full power is unleashed.
Yes! My full power's a queef.
What?
Dang. Just destroying the entire... That's messed up.
Quick, while he's distracted.
Quick!
Together! Super Mega Cannon!
Gadeeshed!
You first.
You're never gonna blast him.
We can do this.
I think it's kind of like... That's a cool shot. Okay, it's less cool as they fall back. But that's really cool that... it sucks that, like, we didn't see all the other Power Rangers fight as well. That guy looks like Caldwell Tanner. Google Caldwell Tanner and you'd be like, yeah, they look alike. No, it wasn't, Grandpa. That's what you say when you mess up one of Grandpa's toots. He goes to two and you like kind of shove him a little bit and like it spreads his cheeks so it's silent. And he's like, no, you ruined a good one. Or you tickle him and he goes, hee, and it just goes, beep, beep. Go say Sentai Rangers! It's a ranger! They say we'll fight back no matter what you throw at us, guy.
Super Mega Final Strike!
Go ahead! I'll just
make my glaze.
Blast the console!
It's just sugar and cream, no! That's gonna take so long. Dang! For Ambrosia!
Troy, let's finish this! Yes, it's time to finally restore peace to this galaxy!
Dang, I'm blowing up on TikTok, baby. Yeah. I have lost my attention span because of this movie, okay? The editing in this, if they're lingering too long, okay, thank God they made another cut. Oh, thank goodness. Okay, a little, okay, whoo, I was about to get really, okay, they're lingering, oh, thank goodness. Lingering a little too long, okay, all right. Well, who are you, Neil Breen? No! They're dead. Wow, Yellow Ranger looks legitimately scared. They did Mega Ranger form. Yes! Yes!
No way!
Yes way. Weedle, 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 weedle. Why'd you have your eyes closed, sir? We're always okay.
It's over.
It's Grover. Super Grover. Dude.
I've survived far worse than that pathetic attempt. Hundreds of worlds, countless enemies have fallen.
Hundreds of worlds? How about you talk to Empress Meadows, okay?
Guys, let's say we give it all we've got. And I mean all
from Five Man? She almost killed 1,000 worlds, 999, then got to Earth and was like, uh-oh, he's a five-man here.
Super Mega Force, Red.
Yes, we get a roll call.
Super Mega Force, Green.
Robot roll call. Crow.
Super Mega Force.
Tom Servo.
Super Mega Force, Silver.
ChatGPT.
Back.
Every power, every mode we've got.
Hakuna Matata.
Ranger mode, Operation Overdrive. Squadron.
Oh dang, we got Die Ranger. It's Shoji. Oh dang, it's Kaku Ranger. It's the other ones too. Whoa, it's Galaxy Quest. Yeah.
Finally a solid hit.
It's O-Ranger.
Legendary Ranger mode. Zero. Had enough?
I don't even have a scratch.
You want to know? No, he's got a nice. He's just got a real high ass.
Jake, take the lead.
No problem.
SPD emergency.
Yes.
Here we go.
Jungle Fury. Magic Bolt.
Yes. I hear they use the original suits for all of these. It's pretty cool. Yes, lift up them legs. Oh my God. That was every sixth ranger that has ever existed. Even the Siren Man.
Despite your best efforts, you cannot defeat me.
And Dapu's daddy.
Spoilers.
You've heard those episodes, though.
Choose to use your power for evil, and because of that, you will never triumph.
Yes. If someone chooses evil, you get to slice them down with a superhero sword and Tidrin? No, Javelin. I was thinking Trident and Javelin. Titan. Oh my goodness, guys. This is when all the other Rangers come and just with their normal fists punch him a bunch. Oh, Christmas. This is fucked up. This is like in... like, if you were to put, like, stab a caulk gun into someone and just keep pushing that caulk into them, and they're like, oh, no! My insides disgust me! And it's just, like, draining out of them blood and caulk. Disgusting. And that's not being sexual. That's just straight up disgusting. Someone should be killed like that in a horror movie. They did it.
Over there.
What? X-Borgs. There's thousands of them.
Where? How?
No way. There's more?
This can't be happening.
This is like when people say, like, hey, in a comedy scene, you just need to escalate. This is escalating too much.
One more fight, guys.
Too many times. It's all the same.
Look over there.
It's the old Rangers.
No, who are they?
Your enemies, bitch.
Rangers. Real ones. Mighty Morphin and Zeo. Look, I see Turbo.
Yes.
Galaxy.
Yes.
Force. Dino Thunder.
Lightspeed Rescue.
Dino Chud Lords.
Mystic Force. Jungle Fury and Ninja Storm.
And Samurai. They're all here.
Okay, well, you're not like Die Ranger and such, you know? Where's that representation, bitch? Oh my goodness. Like, by now, I'm like, just let it be done. Bam, bam, ba-da-da. Oh, Christmas. That was just in front of their heads. They absolutely did not take that off their heads. She's like, look at my hair. I demand it of you. That was just in front of their, absolutely in front of their heads. He says, sup, guys. Check out my soul patch.
I knew it.
You dreamt about this, huh? This exact moment, you almost dying and then you're saved by legendary rangers.
You don't have to do it alone this time. We're here to fight by your side.
You don't have to do it alone. This shit's an orgy. Puts on sunglasses and... That song from CSI starts.
It's an honor to meet you.
The honor's all ours.
The honor is all ours. I like her acting style. Yes! Go say Sentai! Die Ranger! Ninja Spin! Oh my god. I now feel like my dad while watching the final episodes of Digimon.
I love being a Power Ranger.
No, you don't. You hate it. Whoa, she's that lady! Formerly evil, now not? Andros?
Time to create a new legend!
Should I just stop this? How much? It should only have like... Why? Yeah, okay, so it went back down in volume again. Okay, we have like 5 minutes, meaning like 4 more minutes, really. Yes, there's Die Ranger! Yes, there's Car Ranger!
I never thought we'd get to fight alongside the actual legendary Ranger!
Yes, you did. You knew this was coming. All those Ranger keys, of course it's leading this direction. Is bad to be bone.
Nice, Wild Force!
Yeah. Steps on his ass. All of a sudden, the Go Rangers show up, and they're like, "Sup, guys? We're all cards and whatnot." Or, no, that's not them. That's, like, the Jack Q Rangers. And they're like, "Sup, guys? What's up?" And everyone's having a good time. No. Holy Christmas. Thank goodness.
Gadish!
So much senseless life loss. All in the name of global domination throughout the universe. Why not just live with peace? Why not be content with the happiness and the land that God has given you? This is what you deserve for going away from God's path. And then just,
Gadish, Gadish, Gadish.
Killing in the name of God. And our God is Zordon's cousin, who's just a face on a wall. He's Andros from, Star Fox.
No barrel. Hey, you teens with attitude, do a barrel roll. I'm training you in boot camp like they do with the military.
Thank you.
Why are we just doing barrel rolls?
You're gonna be rolling a lot as a Power Ranger, like I can guarantee it.
Oh, yeah, you wanna know what? Yeah, I've seen footage. They do roll a lot.
Yeah, don't backtalk me or I'll have my short circuit ass robot slap you in the mouth.
Oh, we don't want that. That's the same clip they used when they fell previously. Oh my goodness. Whoa. See, I told you they all had beautiful eyes.
It's really over.
The wait is ogre. I told you. I told all of you. They'd all have beautiful eyes. And you snarked at me. Did she say Le Sai?
Without all those are modest.
Oh, probably the sky. Sorry.
This is incredible.
Le Sai.
I can't believe you took down the Emperor's ship.
Took down the Emperor's shit.
I didn't think you two were coming back.
I did.
To be honest,
I
didn't either.
Boo Boo comes up and is like, "You guys are the reason my friend died." And then goes bear on them. Just starts biting their necks, crying while doing it. He's not Bullwinkle. I don't want to. I guess I should bite my hand.
I don't want to do this.
Whoa, they all kissed. I can't believe they kissed.
I cannot get any better.
Saban's like, no! Power Rangers, their lips are just for talking and sometimes being on helmets. They can't do that. No. There we go, guys. There were good parts of that, especially like when the other Rangers were helping them. Not because like it was in quotes good, just like it's laughably good. It's like campy. Yeah, that's what it is. It's campy, guys. All right. Thank you for watching. Next week, we'll be back with more Spider-Man, baby. Spider-Man. Ooh, give me some spiders. Just think if spiders started crawling out of you. That'd be disgusting, wouldn't it? If I saw you, any listener and spider, like, you're like, oh, I'm a big fan. Any patrons who I'll you want to know what? If I saw a patron, such as shout, you want, let's not do that. Well, that's jumping ahead. But if I saw like a Steve F or an Eric Berry of Ranger Command Power Hour or an Alex Z, etc., if all of a sudden they like spider started, they're like, hey, James, what's up? I guess Alex, like Alex and I, like we were in the trenches together at a work. But if spiders started crawling out of one of my friends or one of the patrons, I would call 911 for sure. But I don't think I would stay around, guys. Or maybe I'd throw on some gloves and try and like a pimple, squeeze it out. Sorry, listeners. I'm right in your ears. I'll ASMR that as well, so it sounds even freakier. Maybe I'll like this, you know, like. That's freaking bugs crawling in your ears, okay?
Oh, yeah.
And I've been crawling in your ear this entire time. And let me tell you some stuff you should go check out. My other podcast, head over to mlmpod.com for more information on things like Hit It and Crit It, Sweet Child of Time, Formulaic, a podcast in script writing, The Height of Horror. And what's that other one? There's one more. I know it. Sweaty Time Pro Wrestling. Ooh, it's so good. And listen to my music under Marshland Monster. I have a new single with Dragon Boy Sway. Drop in July 7th. It's July 9th. No, yeah, I think it's the 7th. I think that's our 7th song on July 7th. Aha! I think it's 7. It might be 8. I don't know. Something really good is outside, and I need to smell it. Like, someone's cooking something good outside the door. Just, Nicole got a hot plate, and she's like, oh, I know how to get James out of the studio. I'll just hot plate something in front of the door. Many times I've barged out just not thinking she would be there, and just an entire bowl of soup is sprayed on the ground. Nicole got a second-degree surface burn. It's been bad, okay? But you can also listen to my music. I need to leave, guys. That's what I'm saying. I'm hungry. You can also find him a podcast. No, you want to know what? Let me redo that. Hey, the best way to support us is patreon.com/MLMpod, where for $5 a month, you get exclusive content every single Friday. It's a great time. This week, we have the final episode of Death from Above discussing the animated series of Sam and Max. We still got some video games, and we still have, what's that thing? The comic book. It's going to be a good time, bitch. And what's the other thing we have? Oh, yeah, and that's just $5 a month every single Friday. It's a good time. Little Corey and I, Nicole and I, we're all doing stuff. But if you're feeling really generous and you want monthly bonus content, such as straight to Patreon, go to the $10 tier, and you get a shout-out on every single free feed podcast. That's quite a bit of shows. Sometimes that's 5 shows a week. And you, if you have a business or you're a musician, you could tell me, hey, shout me out like this, as long as it's not inappropriate for me to say. I'm fine with it. But let's get into these beautiful Franklin followers, which is what we call them. Franklin's followers, I should say. Starting with Steve F., Eric Berry of Ranger Command Power Hour, Alex Z, the Waz, Orion, he's a rapper or former rapper, D-FO. Once I know his producer tag, I'll let you know what it is. Jordan B, the Chaos Witch, my Bickle, brother in common law, Joshua, Jacus, Steve Barnes, the aforementioned, A Sweet Child of Time, and Intro Void, listen to his music and our podcast. The woman which I emerged, my mother, Lil Corey's BFF and soon-to-be former roommate, Shane, that fed, twitch.tv/CoreWinning, it's CoreWin, and of Formulaic, and of the ROM Complex, and of twitch.tv/R2Shelby2, it's R2Shelby2. I've been James, thank you so much for listening, bye-bye. Oh wait, and I've been Mostly Speaking Super Mega Force, bye-bye.
This has been a Marshland Media production, produced by James McCullum. For more content, please visit mlmpod.com. To support our network and have access to exclusive podcasts, head over to patreon.com/mlmpod and sign up today.
Oh, yeah.